comma this happened, for example medium, Mrs. Guppy 1 London June 3, 1871 in the evening, while dressed in a gown in her home, with pencil and notebook in hand to set down her notes, she suddenly disappeared. At the same time, there sat a small circle of her acquaintances in dark séance with closed doors in another house some distance away. They heard something fall down on the table and lit candles. There sat Mrs. Guppy in deep trance with pencil and her book in hand. She was followed home by three people, who would investigate how it behaved. These were given by Mr. Guppy and one in family accommodation Miss Nayland. The confirmation that Mrs. Guppy immediately prior to her conduct in the séance room, had been sitting at home in her own room. The event was witnessed by 12 people, who gave their names and addresses. C. Emma Harding, Britain, 19th centuries Miresses. Ob. We must hold that the object in question, whether it be a dead thing or a living creature, always retains its shape and its identity, but its matter undergoes such a change, that it ceases to be physical matter of common terms, that evades the natural observation methods, to be immediately resuming its previous state of existence as physical matter. The body literally dematerialized short then again becoming rematerialized. Does this not suggest, that this, in quotation marks, solid physical matter, is not so very solid after all, that it is rather a manifestation of vibrations which are so adjusted or adapted, so they could be perceived by the earthly senses? For we know that of the sun's spectra's rays, only some have the vibration velocity, as to the eye could be perceived as light, but those who have a larger or a smaller rate, cannot be perceived by sight. Cannot as analogous hereby we assume, that the atoms, from which the solid body is composed, and that the science already know our vibrating motion, in fact vibrate at a rate that is so adjusted, that it can make an impression on earth human five senses. But this speed slash frequency slash vibration, can be increased and the object at the same moment ceases to be physically perceptible matter, but still continues to exist with unchanged internal properties. And when the vibration speed is reduced, the object again appears in the same solid form, as by the senses are perceived as physical matter. Unthinkable, isn't it? One wonders then, how such a disorder of vibration speed can be achieved, and once again we get to the answer, it must be through willpower, a new expression of the spirit mastery over matter. By the above indicated phenomena, one must assume that one dead, free from coarse body intelligence was behind the force. And he wanted so, and with his knowledge of the forces of nature, he has been able to do what he wanted. It is not a miracle that has taken place, it is an equally as law-bound work. The photographer does, when he in a moment on his sensitive plate, captures the moving image of a face. Remember, this is of the phototech from more than 100 years ago. Rerum. Since the well-known laws is known, the art of applying them is not great. But still the science of the coarse level slash physical, know only to incomplete on the laws which govern the physical world. If we now turn to the astral matter, so is earth human s ignorance regarding this, naturally even more, because they have generally not even acknowledged that such matter exists. But here I speak from my own experience, because I myself live on the astral plane, dressed in an astral body. What is then the astral substance? Yes, what it is, in its essence, we do not know any more of, than we know of what physical matter really is, but as hypothesis can also here be said, that the supposition, that it is a manifestation of vibration, tuned in tune with the sense organs, which the people on the astral plane are endowed with. Organs that is fully analogous with those of earth man. A world of astral matter is thus too, for the astral man just as real, just as solid as the earth is for the earth man. It has fixed mountains, it has lakes and rivers, it has forests and meadows, it have a beautiful scenery as well as the earth, it is even more beautiful. And astral man can of the astral world of matter, build themselves huts and castles, villages and cities, yet only much easier than earth man on this heavy earth. And why easier? Because the astral matter is so immensely more easily to form, than the physical, It sounds with utmost ease conform, not only formed by the tools with which they are processed, but in some cases, directly through human willpower, again a testament to the spirit dominion over matter. Here is also the essential difference between the physical and astral matter. The latter is far more than the physical, man subservient. It could be written many volumes about the astral substance's properties and astral man's ability to exploit its possibilities, but it partly means greater difficulty than I can overcome so, through an imperfect medium of earthly languages. To describe conditions that are so alien to earthly terms, that language therefore lacks expression, and it is the most penetrating study of astral conditions, and is beyond the scope of this little essay. Only so much may here be added that, though the astral world, in many respects is to earth man incomprehensible, because it is governed by forces that are to them unknown. Same as there, on the other hand, is hardly any phenomena on earth who do not take their full equivalent of the astral plane. The physical world is as it were an incomplete crystallization of the astral, a mirror, which only vague reproduces the features which characterize the astral archetype. Again, that astral, thought level, is the original, and the physical is the copy, not the other way. Rorem. You hear so often repeated the proposition that the astral matter is infinitely thinner than the physical. Yes, such may be seen from an earthly point of view, as the earth's astral world, which extends beyond the surface of the earth and thus surrounds it, is, from our sensing frequency, so transparent, as rather to the earthly eyes, non-existent. Then it does not block even the smallest star in the heavens, not to mention that people normally have any senses of the departed friends, who, dressed in astral bodies, get to visit them or follow them as guardian spirits. But from our point of view it seems different. For the astral man is the astral world the most real, the one with full objectivity appears to her, his senses, whereas the physical world emerges in a somewhat subdued light. If one could imagine oneself that the physical matter which was not penetrated by astral matter, I fear for that the astral man would be imperceptible, for our astral senses, as they are not adapted for the vibration, in which the physical matter atoms oscillate. But now we to know that even the firmest physical matter, yes the whole earth, is, in quotation marks, animated by a corresponding astral body, which, of course, by their vibrations impresses in harmony therewith tuned senses. And it is these astral counterparts we see, but then they say are clouded by the physical matter, in which they are encapsulated, so we see them somewhat more obscure than we see the astral world's phenomena. However, clear enough to get a perfectly valid idea of everything. If therefore, physical and astral matter are strictly non are fully comparable from only earth/physical or only astral standpoint, so they are, no doubt, seen from a higher point. And then it has to been understood, that astral matter is far thinner and lighter, more plastic in the will influence and more useful for the beautiful manifestations than physical matter. The former may thus with good reason be said to be higher than the latter, as much higher as the human astral body, the soul, is higher than her physical body. With reason, can now the question be, are these two forms of universal matter, the only existing, or is there possibly matter, which is denser than the physical or thinner than the astral? The latter is undoubtedly the fact, it is with certainty not one, but several modifications of universal matter, which are thinner than the astral, and for us astral people, equally so imperceptible and unreal, as that astral matter is for the earth people. But for those I have not the knowledge, so that I can speak about it. Whether it also exist a matter, which is coarser than the physical, I leave unsaid. I have heard that statement folded with great certainty, but of it, I have no self-knowledge. I only wanted to draw attention to, it exits astral matter as well as physical, and that you have to study them both to get a deeper insight into the world building, a greater knowledge of how the worlds are composed/created, and perish, a truer picture of the cosmos. Comment by Rune when I scans and proof reading this in March 2013, The density of matter is also on our physical level, illusory. Both the macroatom, the solar system as the microatoms, are incredibly small, and yet, most of an atom is empty space, as most of the solar system is similar equals empty space. The entire atom volume is around 1 trillion. 10000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000 then everything would fit in, believe it or not, in Matchbox see below. Our, in quotation marks, density is therefore illusory, and has something to do with what the Danish Wiseman Martinus, 1890-1991, calls the perspective principle. Matter, substance is not as tightly packed as it seems and as we normally think. To head of research Jan M. Dodel, Institut for Atomniki and his book Atomkraft, are there 500000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000 in a row so that the outer tracks of the atoms just made contact, then it would be a measure of reach, 170,000 kilometers equals 6x distance to the moon. If all the atoms that Earth rooms, with all its mountains, valleys, oceans, forests, cities, deserts, etc. in short, all matter in and on Earth, if all this matter was compressed so that the atoms' outer orbits were touching each other, yes, then would the whole Earth fit into a matchbox. But if further being shrinked so that the atoms, microsolar systems, own inner volume were filled up, then the whole Earth would fit in a pinhead. And Rune, comment and back to the Arig.book from more than 100 years ago, too. Earth's astral spheres. Humans have not from the beginning emerged, such developed as they, as Earth course people, are now. During times of immense extent, they eventually developed their latent physical potential, and each generation has given to the next, the inheritance of their development, they self-attained. So, the experience passed on. It is not really new thoughts that have emerged, it is the sensitivity of the current, which through training have been worked up and developed. Talk of a, in quotation marks, sixth sense, which would be under development, is thus not quite correct. It is the susceptibility of the peculiar sight and sense of hearing, which is being tightened, so that by the corresponding astral bodies could capture vibrations of other natural frequencies, than the standard, normal, and thus be enabled to see and hear, what is happening on a completely different plane. The astral. The people in our time, who still very incomplete have the powers of observation, could note, that the Earth man is not sharply limited by his physical body and senses, but also, it can be observed, an astral envelope, an aura or charisma of particular color, which are different, depending on the individual's temperament and varied for different sensory movements. This aura extends several centimeters outside the body, has an ovoid shape and appears diminish in density outwards. That this waning is not uniform, but rhythmically, thus with alternating denser layers and intermediate thinner, seemingly evident as of a scientific experiments, carried out by de Roches in Paris. He managed to put a person, in deeper hypnosis than usual and found that this showed sensitivity to needle sticks in the aura, and that this sensitivity was stronger at certain distances from the skin but weaker in the intermediate layer of the aura. It appears that man is surrounded by some of concentric layers of astral matter of outward diminishing density, and that a strict correspondence is present between these layers and the physical body. Well, even in this respect is there, as we shall see, a striking similarity between humans and a world globe, planet. The seven astral realms. Our planet, the Earth humans, consider to be so sharply limited by the spherical surface, on which they themselves live and travels, as from an astral standpoint, is alone considered to be a part of this celestial body, its inner physical core. The Earth is surrounded, namely outside its physical body, of seven concentric spheres or parts thereof, all of astral matter of varying density, and vibration/frequency, all absolutely invisible to the earthly sight. They are not directly on the earth or on another, but are separated by a layer of astral air of varying depth and density. Each sphere has a certain thickness and thus a top and a bottom. These are of relatively hard material, enclosing between them an inner and softer mass. Only the first, closest to Earth, is located as an entire sphere, which circles round the globe. The rest serve as a spherically curved, wider or narrower belts round the equator and on either side of it, but leave open the polar regions. Comment: this is seemingly how the concept of the hollow Earth is founded or created. Earth is really a lot of frequency layers, which has an opening through those layers at the poles. Rorem. Of 2013. The rest of the book is taken down 100 years before this. Thus ranges the second sphere to about 60 grains. Latitude the third sphere to about 45 degrees. Latitude fourth sphere to about 35 degrees. Latitude the fifth sphere to about 30 degrees. Latitude the sixth sphere to about 25 degrees. Latitude the seventh sphere to about 20 degrees. Latitude everything on both sides of the equator. When the spheres thus become narrower the higher up the lie, it forms on the both the north and south and around the earth, like an amphitheater staircase of gigantic dimensions. It is very difficult to give any definite measures of the distances between the spheres, but to still give some idea of it, I would, from a source which I consider reliable, leave the following data, that might apply for what it can, but they must always be regarded as very approximate. To those datas, would the distance between the Earth's surface, I.M. hour and the first sphere to be about 300 mil, 1 mil equals 10 kilometers, and the distances between the different spheres vary between 75 and 500 kilometers, so that the distance between the Earth and the seventh sphere would be about 7,000 kilometers. When the radius of the Earth in round numbers is 6,360 kilometers, then would the astral diameter of the sphere thus be more than twice as large as the physical? The thickness of each sphere is to the same source some few miles. One Swedish mile equals 10 kilometers. The image in the beginning of the book shows after these measures a section of the globe with its astral realms. Inserted above, as nothing in nature is purposeless, do you at once the question, what is the meaning of this great astral creation, what is the task of the spheres? I want in this context give an answer as short as possible. We return later to a more detailed treatment thereof. These spheres form the worlds, where the vast majority of people after retirement from Earth's hard life. The world where they, dressed in their new bodies, in quotation marks, enlightened flesh bodies, get rest after mortal toils and trials, re-register the experiences they harvested, continue their developments under, hopefully, more favorable conditions and gather strength for a new life in the world of matter. This when those from the Earth reaped experiences are not enough or sufficient as a basis for further progress. Here is all distributed according to their purity, so that each one comes to the realm where he feels most at home, and whence he through his own efforts must strive further upwards dash until he after any period of his own imperfections, anew is pulled down in the matter and into a new life on Earth, whose external conditions with natural essential consistency portrays itself as a fruit of the faults or merits of his previous earthly life and from those enclosed as seed. As you sow, you shall reap. But let us return to our picture of the globe. The large air sea. Each sphere except the first, is in both the northern and southern hemisphere limited by the parallel circle, the second at 60 th latitude, the third in the 45th and so on. Beyond this limit takes what might be called world ocean. The boundary is the coast, which is by no means a mathematical circle line but have depth bays and headlands projecting the rich variety. This sea has certainly, seen from the mainland, the same appearance as a sea. On the surface, shifting between quiet and calm agitated waves, but its physical condition is not very common with Earth's water. It resembles more air. It appears in this sea without the slightest danger how great you may dive or sail, and not only on the surface but just as much in depth. Yes, in fact, there goes big root paths which convey transport and communications between the spheres, world levels, across participating seas from coast to coast. This sounds for the earthly ears, certainly not as a little amazing slash adventurous, but is seen from here, very natural. It is not more difficult for one of the astral world inhabitants, that from a higher sphere, descend through this air ocean and down to a lower level, than it is for an eagle to fly from a high mountain peak, through or across a cloud bed and instantly shoot down into a valley. It comes with incredible rapidity through this for all spheres of common sea as easily as you walk on the earth in a straight way. See the one of the astral world's wonders. This large air sea, which fills the spaces between the spheres and reaches high above the seventh, extend over both poles and fills thus in every sphere, what is missing of the spherical shape. Its density is highly variable, most dense, closest to earth and waning upward, but by extension of each sphere, the upper surface adopts the same, one more water-like consistency, which lends it the appearance sea of a sea. A counterpart to this exists also on earth. For an air glider, that is above the clouds, they often appear as a stormy sea, Swedish, Luftseglare. But this book came through before the motor aeroplane was discovered, but Otto Lilienthal had just flown his glider in those far years / 1891. But remember, this is dictated from the astral level, and also from the they supposedly saw how the upper cloud layers look like. Rorum. It is a peculiarity of the astral world, that air and water to its physical conditions stands so close, that they specially in the big air sea, is almost imperceptibly blending into each other like air and clouds on earth. A similar relationship has also been on the earth's surface in an earlier period of the planet's life. The study of ancient to Atlantis history, preserved in the astral libraries, suggests that the air in that time was much denser and more water-filled than now is the relationship. Besides the large big air sea, there is also, in every sphere, lakes and rivers whose waters are of a slightly denser texture, until it runs out of the air sea, where it assumes its density. Else describes the water in the same sphere, the same cycle as the earth. It evaporates on the surface of the sea, forming clouds in the sky and fall down like rain. Comma read how the passing soldier from WW1, James Leggett, felt this when he bathed in a small lake on astral for the first time. It was as the water had a mind of its own. As hard as I tried to push myself under, I popped up again. This book is really a jewel on life on the other side and also about the transition problems, and can be read online on this link, here on nord.danish, Transport and Communications of Spheres. Another of the astral world's great wonders, as in terrestrial conditions has no parallel, is that with the greatest ease and at an amazing speed, you can move wherever you want in the field, where you are or have the ability to tread. Any correspondence can be found in the bird's flight, but they are not enough to symbolize the astral human's locomotion, like a balloon in the earth's air circuit of himself rising to the air layer, whose density is equal to the balloon's own, but not able to rise above that, so induces there, by death liberated spirit, himself to ascend to the sphere with which he by his spiritual development and his astral body's related purity best match, and where he therefore rightly belongs. Here he write of domicile, but the higher he cannot raise. Within the area, which lies between this his own sphere and the earth, he has the ability to move freely, but of own power to rise higher, he needs through spiritual purification have to be free himself of his burdensome astral matter. Similar as the balloon to rise in the air, where the air is thinner, must eject any part of his ballast. This does not, however, prevent that with the help of someone else, who inhabits a higher sphere, and with proper authorization, can do a short visit, and even stay to do a particular activity. But often such involve an extension of his own sphere, so how pleasant it is, in some respects, it may be a discomfort. This can be likened to the light shade that sticks to sight, also after he is exposed to a stronger light than his eyes can endure. The ability to move freely is probably in the lower realms, in many ways limited, but the higher the spirit rises, the more he can serve himself thereof, and by training make it to an incredible degree of speed and accuracy. But beside this individual mobility, in the astral world, inhabitants also have a tremendous highly developed communication level. From the seventh sphere s, in quotation marks, coaster going into both hemispheres, several broad, in quotation marks, road paths, energy corridors, in a steep slope, tangent to coastlines, such going from sphere to sphere down to the first, astral, and across this and to the surface of Earth. The first sphere is namely, in the region where these routes cross roads, large seas, which form a cut in the solid mass of the sphere to pass traffic to the Earth. Along these roads is a colossal traffic, done through the means of transport of many different kinds, of which I find it hard to even to a small degree, giving any real idea. If I were to compare it to electric railway train, it would be a too clumsy, earthly image of the infinite lightly, airy and fast means of transport, but there is not even anything equivalent on Earth. Who could give a correct idea of the technical perfection of exchange, which admit a continuous frequency plus one for earthly concepts just unimaginable speed, which, however, operate with a sense of security and precision which is admirable. In addition to these major, in quotation marks, routes, roads are also in all spheres vertical shafts through which transport and communications conveyed in a way that is very imperfectly, can be likened to electric elevators through floors of a house. These devices operate with the same dizzying speed. Maybe a kind of flying saucer type craft, but remember neither those nor any kinds of airplanes were to compare on more than 100 years ago. Rorum. Men of average type, who come over and fall into one of the lower realms, have hardly any idea of the complexity of the means of transport, of which avails here. He does not know how she comes up, so thinks to fly. The more developed understands it is an extremely ingenious craft, but has not any concept of the forces put it in motion. She knows that its designers as well as its top leaders belong to a plane, which is located high above the astral. Perhaps it gives a truer picture of those crafts, if one does not think of them as mechanical machines, but as organic such, something like the circulatory system of a body. In addition to these common means of transport, have more developed spirits, even their private use, small airships with which they in all directions traverse the vast, in quotation marks, air sea. Again, the conception of UFO slash magnetic flying saucer did not exist on the time this was transferred to the physical Earth level more than 100 years ago. Rorum. Communications within each sphere are very different depending on the sphere's position in the 7-point scale. They produce the same variety and the same types as things on Earth. Man walking on foot, going by horse and carriage, having something like railways and tramways, having a kind of electric automobiles, dirigible balloons and airplanes, only that these means of transport here are immensely more developed, more refined, easier and more convenient. Thus, there is a not insignificant difference especially concerning speed between the crafts which goes in the vertical direction between the different spheres and those that act in the horizontal travel, within each sphere. The latter produce more similarity to underground conditions. Two appellations also include the various ways of transferring the thoughts from one individual to another. Language barriers in the lower spheres equal to the Earth. Here exist in every sphere, places or nationalities just as on Earth, and the liberated spirits seek to the rule, their known tribe folks within their sphere, where they are at home. These distinguish themselves, here too, for the same traits and the same temperament as on Earth, and in the beginning, that is in the lower realms, they also speak their earthly tongues. But in the fourth sphere, there is already a tendency to fusion, in that it is a communal language begins to be used, together with the other languages. a kind of Esperanto, which is then widely spoken in the higher spheres. This suggests that even on the physical Earth, a common language will be included as an important factor in human development.